Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
Hi, Amy. I'm with you again.
Oh, good. I was with Jane yesterday and she drove me mad.
Oh, why is that?
Because all she talked about was Sid.
And who's Sid?
That's her new boyfriend.
Sid?
Yep, and I know everything about him.
Mm, how lovely.
She's such a pain. You know, all she talks about is herself.
Oh, I know. You don't need to tell me that. I was with her on Monday.
I mean it, though. She didn't ask me anything. Not how I was, what I was up to, nothing. And as for Sid, well, I can't bear the man.
Why, have you met him?
No, I don't need to. He just sounds like a real loser to me.
Mm, what does he do?
He's a car mechanic. He works for Bridgeshaw Garage. His cousin owns the business.
And who's that?
Tim Jenkins.
No, I don't know him.
Well, you don't want to. I used to go out with him and he's horrible.
Oh, so what's wrong with him?
There's nothing good about him.
So how long were you with him?
Too long. Right, can we change the subject? I don't want to talk about him anymore. I've got something to tell you.
Oh, what is it?
Debbie is going.
Debbie? What do you mean, leaving the shop?
Yeah.
No, she's not. Who told you that?
George.
Oh, Amy, you can't believe anything he says. I can tell you now she's not going anywhere. You mustn't listen to gossip, and especially from George. He's as bad as Jim, if not worse.
So, Michael, has Penny forgiven you?
Yes, I think so.
And are you still going out to dinner?
Yes, on Saturday the 15th.
Ah, that's the festival weekend.
Oh, is it? Oh, of course it is.
Well, you weren't going to go, were you?
Well, I thought I'd ask Penny if she wanted to. I might be able to get some tickets from somewhere.
Yeah, but what about dinner?
Well, we could do both.
Well, ask her then. But she may already have tickets. You know she went last year.
Oh, gosh, I didn't think of that. Yeah, I'll have to ask her.
I tell you what, if she's busy, I'll come with you.
Well, nice of you to offer. But let's see what she says first. All right?
Yeah, of course. But if you get stuck, I'll come.
OK.
Michael, you know when you asked Penny out to dinner, she didn't mention Kathy, did she?
No. Why should she?
I thought she might want to foursome again.
No, you two weren't mentioned.
Ah, good.
I thought you liked her.
Yeah, I do. But I think the two of you need the night to yourselves. You don't want us there. You need some quality time together.
Oh, no, it's that customer again.
Oh, no, he's okay. He's much nicer now.
Well, he's coming our way.
I bet he goes to you.
That'll be £10.99, please.
Here you are.
Thank you.
Oh, do you know it's beautiful outside? It's really hot.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it's a shame you're cooped up in here, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd far rather be outside enjoying the sunshine.
Well, tomorrow's supposed to be even warmer, so I hope you're not working then.
Oh, yes, I'll be here.
Oh, what a pity, because the weather changes soon. You're going to miss out.
Oh, well, at least you can enjoy the sunshine.
Well, it does make everyone feel so much happier, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Well, enjoy your day.
Thanks. Well, goodbye, and see you soon.
Well, was he friendly?
Yeah, I suppose he was. I think he was trying to be friendly.
Oh, Penny, do you know what? It's great to go away, but it's always lovely to come home.
Oh, I agree. So, but did you like Norwich?
Yeah, I did. Have you ever been?
No, I haven't. So what did you do there?
Well, we looked around the shops, but I suppose most of the time we were in cafes or pubs.
No.
Yes, I know it's surprising. It was good, actually, and it was lovely seeing Tat and Neil.
They're both teachers, aren't they?
Yes, and believe it or not, they still enjoy it.
Wasn't she going to try for assistant head or something?
Yeah, she did think about it, but she didn't in the end.
Oh, well, I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah, I did. Ah, now, Penny, about this Saturday.
Oh, yes, Kathy, I was
going to... Well, I'm ever so sorry, but I can't make it. I'd forgotten. I'd already said I'd go to Lymington with Lynn. Oh, I'm so sorry, Penny.
Oh, that's all right. That's no problem. We can go for a drink any time.
Oh, good. I've been worrying all day about telling you. You see, she's already bought the ferry tickets.
Kathy, it's fine. I really don't mind.
Oh, thank goodness for that. Oh, I almost forgot. I got you this.
Oh, thank you. You didn't need to get me anything. Oh, they look lovely. Thanks a lot.
Oh, well, they are. I've already tried them. They're really delicious. The shop was lovely. All they sold was homemade chocolates. So I chose some soft centre ones because I know you like those. And I got you some toffee ones, some fudge ones and nut ones.
Oh, thank you.
So, shall we open them now?
Hello?
Hi, Amy. It's Dad.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Amy, I'm coming home.
Are you? When?
Amy, I can't hear you.
I said when. When are you coming home?
Hopefully next week.
And for how long?
What?
How long are you coming home for?
Oh, about a week. Maybe longer.
Oh, that's great. Does Mum know?
No, not yet. I'll be phoning her later.
Oh, okay.
Is she all right?
Yeah, she's fine.
Amy, I wish I could come for longer, but I can't. Not at the moment. But maybe when I'm home, well, we could arrange for you to come out.
Yeah, maybe.
Look, it's not a good line. I'll speak to you soon. Okay?
All right, Dad. Lovely to hear from you. Let me know the date you're coming home, all right?
Yeah, so I'll phone again. Well, take care of yourself and love you lots.
And you, Dad. Bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Oh, Jim, it's Michael. Sorry to bother you so late.
Oh, that's all right. Are you okay?
No, it's the shop. Someone's broken in.
What? Oh, my God.
Yeah, the police have just phoned. Someone saw a door open, so they phoned the police.
So where are you?
I'm still at home, but I'm going to the shop now.
I'll meet you there.
No, you don't have to. I didn't phone you to get you to come over.
Look, mate, no arguments. I'm coming.
Okay, thanks.
So, I take it the person got away?
No. That's just it. The police say they've caught someone.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.